Hi fathers, namaste, welcome to the Fathers Parenting Leadership Community. I am Ravikiran, I am the founder of Father Parenting Leadership Community. I empower every father in this world to become a successful leader in parenting their children. Yes, parenting by fathers is very, very important and critical nowadays in the father parenting leadership styles. Yes, I think you agree on this. Today in this podcast, I would like to discuss about a father-son's relationships. How a father-son relationships gets better to stay the strong bonding between both of them in the family ties. So in this regard, I would like to discuss a few concepts about this and would like to give some tips regarding how to build strong bonding between father-son relationship. Now, as you know, fathers and sons may widely differ on their interests, and they can find it very hard to relate to one another. Sometimes fathers and sons, they feel competitive against one another, and at some other times there'll be a lot of communication issues, and they'll be compounded when both of them want a better father-son relationships. Sometimes these communication issues are widely different interest. They may lead to breakage of bond between fathers and sons, and both of them, they never knew how to go about it and how to resolve it. Let me give some tips how to avoid the straining relationships between father and son and let them get better in bonding between the relationship, and let us see. Tip number one, father should set a good example. How? Sons learn about being a man primarily by watching their fathers. Yes, they always watch fathers and learn a lot. And father's influence on the son's personal development is often unseen, but it's always a reality. By watching fathers interacting with different kinds of people and situations, the sons learn how to respect, how to deal with conflicts and differences between the members within the family and also outside the family. Tip number two, fathers should spend a quality time with the sons together. How? As a father, make sure that you allow for some one-to-one time with your son. Yes, this time together lets your son know that they are very important to you. Especially if you want to make time for them, even though of your busy schedules. This will give a positive effect on the bonding. In case your son is young, what you can do is you can engage with them in their plays, games outside. In case they are reading some books, please get involved with them, and so that they feel a lot of involvement with them from your side, and so the bonding gets more stronger between both of you. In case your sons are older and have more defined interests, father has to participate in the things even the elder sons enjoy too. Yes, when your son loves a particular sport or debate, father should find ways to get involved in those sports or debates. For example, The fathers can become a judge in the sport what son is playing. They can give their judgments and try to improve their sporting capabilities. Right? Yes. Some of your best memories will be those of times when father and son have spent together doing something they are passionate about. Lot of evidences are there which suggest that father's involvement in activities supports their son's cognitive, linguistic, and socio-emotional development. Some things fathers and sons which they can do together which will enhance their bonding between each of them. Like some examples are, father can work on hobbies with the sons together. Whatever son hobbies are there, let you also take part in them so that the son will get to share more about their hobbies. Maybe that hobbies, it can become tomorrow a passion for them and they will work together in them and the career builds upon it. Yes, why not you support those hobbies? Please just take care of this. Some of the other things are, you can volunteer for your son after the school activities. After the son comes from the school, maybe he'll involve or go and participate in some activities, same playing games, playing his own some other things, right? You can go and volunteer with your son. So it can be an engaging activity and the son feels more together with you and he feels a lot of happy. You can share lot of happy things and strength develops in the bonding, right? Tip number 3, father can develop some shared interests with the son also. Father-son relationships can sometimes be strained at times, especially if father's interests appear to be polar opposite to that of son. Yes, correct. Interests may vary between father and the son. With little efforts, father can usually find something which both can be find interesting. The topics selected or in the interest shown may sometimes match and it can become a very interesting activity for both of them to participate together and share their ideas. These shared interests allow you to discover some commonality while maximizing the time you spend together during something you both enjoy. Now, finding common interests between a father-son relationship in number of ways is like the below. If your son is younger, try different things together until you land on something you both enjoy doing together. And if your son is older, talk to them about the interests to see if it sparks something in you as well. So these ideas sometimes in the shared interest may create a beautiful project out of which both of you can work together and it may lead to some productive subject. Am I right? Yeah. The next tip, what I'm going to tell is, your father and the son can work together on some common projects. Maybe the projects can be bigger than life project which can be done together to create a bond that lasts a long time. and make memories. You will talk together for many, many years together. So to come up with a project you and your son can do together, think about what you both enjoy or community issues you're passionate about when developing a project. Here are some examples of projects to work together. You both can look to work for some service opportunities in a community where you have a activity where both of you can go for doing service activities in your community. Okay, maybe some other like project, like a son is going, wants to go for an adventure sports. Why not you also join with him? He feels amazing. Yes, maybe he wants to remodel or build something. You can join with him. You can share your ideas, and he, let him also be open to sharing his ideas. And when both of your ideas match, there is no looking back. You both enjoy a lot, and the relationship becomes more stronger and stronger than you think ever it happens. The last and final tip what I going to give is, fathers should start listening to what the sons are saying. Let them have an open conversations. Let this be developed right, starting from the early age of the sons. It is very important that fathers learn how to listen to their sons without judgment. Do not judge anything in the conversations. Let the sons have an open conversation with you. And please do not try to fix anything. Let him have whatever doubts he has, clarifications, let him share with you. So by doing so, you both will go a long way to build a lasting relationship and developing an effective communication style. To encourage your son to open up, look up for opportunities where you can be with your son, and when you can just simply listen to what's on their mind and what they want to say. What I recommend is, commit to spending 75 to 80% of the time engaged in active listening. During the conversation, ensure you give full attention to your son. Whether your son comes to you with a question or having want to talk, you're going out anywhere, let him have a full talk with you, and please give full attention to what he's saying. Do not skip anything. While doing this, pay attention to his words, what he is saying. Do not interrupt or offer any advice. First part is just listen. Maybe even though you are in a busy work and son wants to share with you, do not interrupt it. Please listen to them. Maybe you are on a phone, busy call. Why not put your phone call off for few time? Yes, by this what your son feels, he feels a son, your father is playing a good attention to him, and he feels sharing more and more with you, and this increases a more bonding between you and your son. Next, just reflect back what they are saying. It is found that a hallmark of active listening is the ability to repeat back what the other person is saying. I hope you got my point, what I say. Ensure your son knows that you understand what they are saying as well as how the situation makes them feel. If you're unsure, just say it's okay to ask questions for clarifications. Sometimes our children, they are bombarded with negative messages all around them. They may be watching commercials on TV, they can see social media, some inappropriate content. So as they get across these things, they get lot of doubts, they need lot of clarifications. The topics are above their age and they feel more and more curiosity to know about them. So they might want to discuss these things with you. So during these times, never say no or skip discussing such topics. In case you do this, you know what happens? Your child develops more and more curiosity, and later on in your absence, they might tend to go and look into those inappropriate content which is not for them to see or listen. Better start discussing those topics with them and try to clarify as much as possible so that tomorrow nothing happens untoward while they see or listen to that content on the social media or TV. What I mean to say is, have engaging conversations with your son, and it should be a very regular one. It may be big issues like relationships within the family, outside the family. It may be about money management, financial issues, about social media, what to see in the social media, what not to see in the social media, how to remain protected against social media. Maybe it is about politics also. They have lot of clarifications. What is this politics about? Definitely they need knowledge in these things areas. So please do focus on your son and spend quality positive time together. And talking about life lessons, scattered with a large dose of quiet and engaging listenings, it will help you develop a nurturing and meaningful relationship with your son. Hope these tips might give you a deep insight and how you could develop a more strong relationship with your son. Maybe in future too. All the best. If you like this podcast and want to know more about the father's parenting concepts, please join my Facebook group by clicking on the link given below in the description. Hope you and your sons will have a nice, strong bonding relationships. All the best. Bye-bye.